This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
When you go to the movies to watch a film like Oscar-nominated The Big Short or even the more powerful 99 Homes, you might sit there and think, thank heavens, the housing crisis depicted on screen is finally over. Well, don't do that. Here's a story from Dayton, Ohio, showing the housing mess is not resolved. That city is focused on re-energizing the downtown. Yet at the same time, west of downtown, in a section called Wolf Creek, more than a quarter of the houses are still empty. Lewis Wallace of WYSO reports.
You can live in Dayton proper and never, ever see this.
I'm in a car with Joelle Jones, Shanice Turner-Sloss, and Jamaica Garrison, about 5 minutes from downtown. But Joelle says mentally, we're farther than that.
Unless you're coming to visit someone, what reason would you have to come over? There's no stores. There's no auto center. There's no dry cleaners. Only thing you're going to get here is chicken and hamburgers.
This used to be a thriving area, but after decades of job and population loss, the Great Recession hit, and thousands of homes in Dayton were foreclosed and ended up bank-owned or owned by absentee landlords. They're taking me on a tour.
We have a burnout, which obviously has been sitting for years.
This house has walls stained black from a recent fire. Homes like this can become hazardous or attract crime. At one point, we pass by a big boarded-up house that's not actually empty. Joelle snickers.
I don't think they're in there making a pot roast.
Jamaica starts to back up so I can see the people inside. Joelle and Shanice react immediately.
We can't back up there. Yeah, we can't back
don't
up.
Back
don't
up.
Do not back up. We want to live.
There's nervous laughter, but this is real nervousness. Jamaica takes the car out of reverse. All three of these women live here and think Wolf Creek and West Dayton could come back. So their group, Neighborhoods Over Politics, wants the city to work with residents to create a demolition and redevelopment plan for each neighborhood. The city does some targeted demolitions now, but says it just doesn't have the money to keep up. I mention all the new downtown development, and Shanice shakes her head.
We understand downtown is important. That is the core of the city. But the surrounding area, the shell, is crumbling.
They want the money to come here, where they live. In Dayton, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.